here to do, what I've been asked to do, is to contextualize the general topic of cybersecurity in relation to a perspective that's near and dear to my heart, and I don't doubt also something many people in this room know a lot about too, but probably isn't the main focus and the main lens through which you and your clients encounter the issue, and that's national security. And by that, I'm not going to offer you a definition of national security. You all understand that's a concept with debated boundaries. I'm meaning some version of a traditional conception of whatever counts as national security. Maybe that'll become clear as we go. I want to start with a story that was in the news starting yesterday afternoon and into this morning, and maybe go on for a little while. It begins with the research arm at Cisco, their threat intelligence arm, Talos, it's called, making a big announcement. They said they had been tracking a rapidly emerging botnet that was at that point infecting about 500,000 devices, mostly network connectivity devices that are sort of made for the home office or small business environment. And though it was present in 54 countries, but as I'll describe in a moment, it suddenly had become very prominently focused on one in particular. As I bet everyone in this room understands, these devices are easily exploited. They're generally subject to well-known vulnerabilities, and there are dark market available exploits for all of them, and they remain vulnerable because people don't patch. You know the story. Or they're difficult to patch. At any rate, someone had been building out this botnet, and what they were doing in particular was loading a malware toolkit that Talos referred to as VPN filter. VPN filter. VPN filter is an impressive set of tools. It can do a lot of things. Whoever's got the command and control over the net